Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
The following teaching is presented by Father Cedric Pazegna and is entitled Attitude Adjustment.
The Lord be with you. A proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son who was near death. And Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him the fever left him yesterday about 1 in the afternoon. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about attitude today. This gospel tells us that nothing is impossible with God, and all things are possible with God. If we believe, God will work through that faith and give us a better attitude toward life. And I entitled this homily, I call it, Never Say No Way. Never say no way. Because as we heard in the gospel, there's always a way. And nothing is impossible with God. We all have circumstances. We all have people in our life that are difficult and there are trials. But never say no way. I take this first story from my book, Live Passionately. And the reason why I take this story is because I used to be so defeatist in my life. I would always say, "I can't," or "It's too hard," or "I'm not going to be able to do it," or "It's too difficult." And then I discovered that, you know what, with God, all things are possible. That you can do it. It is possible if you just believe. And I have many stories in this book called Live Passionately. I hope it was the first book I ever wrote. And I wanted to tell you the road to the White House for Abraham Lincoln. Maybe you've heard this. He was a great president, but I don't know if you know about his road to the White House. He failed in business in 1831. He was defeated for legislature in 1832. He had his second failure in business in 33. He suffered a nervous breakdown, wouldn't you, in 36. Defeated for speaker, 38. Defeated for Congress, 43. Defeated for Congress, 48. Defeated for Senate, 55. Defeated for vice president, 56. Defeated for Senate in 58, elected president in 1860. I love that story because he didn't give up. And we all got to go through difficulties and defeats and failures and hardships. But you know what? I think that those are opportunities to learn and to grow. Think about your life and where you are right now. And I think about you know, my whole journey to the priesthood and preaching and getting on TV and all the different things that I've had, there's been defeats and there's been hardships, but you know what? You can't let your circumstances determine you. You have to have a good attitude to determine your circumstances, and that's so important. I remember my dad, for example, you know, Dad was in the Second World War in the military. He was in the Navy. When he was in the Navy, something happened. A piece of metal flew out and hit him right in the eye, and it blinded his left eye. Well, he was released from the Navy. You know, he could only see in one eye now. It was a very difficult thing. He was a disabled vet. But the interesting thing is about my dad, when he left the military, I guess a lot of people would feel sorry for themselves and say, you know, now I'm blind in one eye. Woe is me. Well, Dad became a carpenter. He had a wonderful talent working with his hands. And not only was he a carpenter, he was a master craftsman. He used to build cabinets and houses and room additions. I know I used to work with him when I was a young man. And his work was masterpieces. He was so good. He had such a talent with his hand. And he was a carpenter with one eye. Most people can't even do it with two. And he did it with one, and it was beautiful. And he was always an inspiration to me to always say, to never say, no way. Because all things are possible with God. And then, of course, I remember, you know, there's so many stories. I remember this one young lady. Her name is Johnny Erickson. She was a healthy young girl, just out diving one time, and she dove off a cliff into the water. She didn't know it, but the water was really shallow, and she broke her back. And here's this beautiful young girl now. She became a quadriplegic. She had this talent for artistry. She could draw and paint in very beautiful ways, but now she had a broken back. She's a quadriplegic, can't move her hands. Her body is her prison. But you know what she did? She continued to draw. She continued to do artwork with her mouth. And if you've ever seen any of her artwork, I have. It's beautiful. And she does it with her teeth. You see, never say no way. Don't let your circumstances determine who you are. You got to determine your circumstances. I don't know if you ever heard that Michael Jordan, you know, the greatest basketball player, some arguably the greatest basketball player that ever lived, he was cut from his junior high basketball team. But he didn't give up. He knew he had a gift. He knew he had a talent. He stayed with it, became the, some say, the best basketball player that ever lived. Never say no way. You have a good attitude, and God will do great things in your life. I met a young man named Vail Horton, and a number of years ago I met him. Vail is an interesting man. He was born without legs, and because of that, he has to use crutches all of his life. And when he was using the crutches for a number of years, the doctors came to him and said that he was developing arthritis in his shoulders because of the crutches, the continual use. So instead of just getting, you know, self-pity and moaning and saying, oh, woe is me, I'm going to have arthritis. And you know what he did? He got to work, he used his mind, and he developed a new crutch. And the crutch has a kind of a spring in it. It's like a pogo stick. It has a shock absorber on both of them. And now because of that, not only did he develop a new crutch, he saved his shoulders. Not only that, he started a business called Keen Mobility that helped people who are disabled to move. And that's the name of his business. He has wheelchairs, he has crutches, he has cushions, he has all these different things to help people to move. And I love that phrase, move, because many people in today's society get depressed. They're in despair. They think about their life. They don't seem to be going anywhere. They think, you know, they just kind of atrophy. They sit there and they don't move. And I always tell people that are depressed, people that are struggling in their life, I always tell them, look, whatever you do, move. It's very important. Don't just sit there. Don't just sit there eating in front of the TV. Exercise, move. Do something. Get moving. It's really important. So Vail Horton is just another example of many people, perhaps you know some in your own life, who has that philosophy, that great attitude, never say no way. You know, there's always a way with God. All things are possible with God, Jesus taught. And then I remember one time a woman came to me. She came, wanted some counseling, and this is what she said. She said, "Father, my son-in-law abused my daughter physically, and I cannot forgive him." And, you know, it was a heartbreaking story. You know, her son-in-law beating up on her daughter, and I understand that she was going through a hard time. And she said, "I can't forgive him." And she talked a little more about it, and she said, "Father, I just can't forgive him." Then after the third time, you know, I'm trained to hear this negativity. After the third time she said that, I said, "Hold on just for a second. Three times you've told me I can't forgive him. Do you want to forgive him?" And she said, "Yeah, Father, I want to forgive him, but I just can't do it." I said, "Okay, try this. I want you to say out of your mouth, 'I can forgive him. I can forgive him.'" So, I mean, like a little child learning to walk for the first time, she kind of, you know, taking the baby steps. She looked at me, kind of sat up straight, and she had a little smile on her face, and she said, "I can forgive him. I can forgive him." And I said, "That's right. Keep saying that." And you know what? That woman forgave her son-in-law by speaking positive. And what am I saying? Never say no way. You can do it by the grace of God. You can forgive people that have hurt you. You can overcome circumstances that are hard. You can overcome difficulties and trials that are difficult in your life by being positive and never say no way. In fact, say the opposite. Speak it out loud. All things are possible with God. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. This is the scriptures that we read, and that's one of the reasons why I gave you the scriptures this morning. I want you to speak it out of your mouth. I love the centurion, you know, in the gospel today. This is the Joanine account, but in the other accounts, he says, "Only say the word, and my servant shall be healed." You know, he speaks positive. He believes. I don't know if you ever heard the story about around Christmas time this came out, about Luby's. Luby's, if you don't know it, for those of you watching by TV, Luby's is a chain of restaurants here in Texas. It's a cafeteria-style restaurant. Well, anyway, down in Luby's in Brownsville, there was a man who would come in there periodically. His name was Walter Swords. And he was real picky. He was kind of, he had his way about him. He was kind of negative and harsh toward all the servers. And he would go in there. Nobody wanted to deal with him. None of the servers, whenever Walter would come into the restaurant, they'd say, "No way." Well, this one server, and her name was Melina Salazar, she had a different disposition. She had a real good attitude. And whenever Walter would come in, she would go over and serve him. She'd smile at him and get him what he wanted. And even though he was picky and negative, she would always wait on him, be nice to him, be sweet to him, kill him with kindness, you know, that kind of a thing. She didn't let him determine her. She tried to determine him by her good attitude. Well, anyway, as the story goes, Walter died around Christmas time, just a couple months ago. I saw the story in the paper. Maybe you did too. Didn't even know this woman. But he left her $50,000 in cash in his will and in his car. And I always like to say, it pays to have a good attitude, right? And that a good attitude leads to a high altitude. See, that's the way we got to be. We all have difficult people. There's all picky people and hard people and difficult situations and people that we need to forgive and everything. And you can let them eat you alive if you want, or you can choose to be positive. And remember what I said, never say no way. Because some of you have been saying that in your life. Some of you watching by TV, you've been sitting at home saying how difficult things are. You've been murmuring and complaining. And I'll tell you what, nothing's going to get better if you're going to be that way. But if you have a good attitude, you stay positive, you open a door for God to work. And that's exactly what the man in the gospel did. He said, "Jesus, I believe in you. Heal my son." And Jesus did. Because I think the keynote of Jesus' teachings was nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. And that's why we come to retreat. That's why we come on mission. We take our lives just as they are. We open ourselves to God. And we believe that God can work in us in a very beautiful way. But we got to do our part, too. I remember when I was in the novitiate, I remember I came upon a couple phrases. Chuck Swindoll was one of them. He's a minister. He said, life is 10% what happens. He said, I'm convinced life is 10% what happens and 90% my reaction to what happens. And I love that because we all have happenings. And it was Voltaire that said, you start with the cards that are dealt you, but you alone determine how you're going to play the cards. And that's real important. You see, we have a responsibility to handle life in a good way. And many people are negative and pessimistic, but I tell you what, you be positive and great things will happen in your life. God will work for you to make a way. When I was in novitiate, that's a year of prayer and discernment, trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to do, joining the Passionists. When I was in novitiate, we were given a book by our novice master, and I recommend this book to you. This book helped change my life. It was called Man's Search for Meaning. It was written by a Jewish psychologist, Viktor Frankl. If you know anything about Viktor Frankl's life, he was captured in World War II, put into a Nazi concentration camp, and he saw life at its worst. They were starved. They had to work hard. Their dignity was taken away. Some of them were shot on the spot. And Viktor Frankl noticed that two things happened. Some people gave up. They threw themselves into the wire, the electrical fence, and killed themselves. They hung themselves. But other people had a will to live in the midst of the most deplorable, outrageous circumstances. People made a choice to die or to live, to sit there or to move. And those are the basic choices that we all have. And Viktor Frankl wrote a whole book called Man's Search for Meaning, and he talks about how important the will is and our decision. And he came up with a phrase that I love. He said, the last of all human freedoms is the ability to choose our attitude in any given set of circumstances. And I love that because we have a choice. And we all have difficulties. We all have good things, but we all have difficulties too. And it's our choice how we're going to handle it. And we have that freedom. So Viktor Frankl, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, was such a witness for me about the truth of life. And I don't know if you ever heard the story about Maximilian Kolbe. Maximilian was a Franciscan priest, and he lived in Poland. He was captured by the Germans in World War II, put into Auschwitz. Maximilian Kolbe had a great devotion to Mary. Certainly, he surrendered himself to Jesus Christ. While he was in the Nazi concentration camp, he tried to not allow his circumstances to determine him. He tried to be positive, to help people, to reach out to people. Well, they had a rule. If anybody tried to escape, or if anybody escaped, they took 10 prisoners and they put them into the starvation bunker. And they had to die because of the person that escaped or tried to escape. So that kind of deterred people from trying to escape. But one day, sure enough, a man escaped from the prison camp. So they chose 10 people. Just arbitrary. They lined them all up and they said, you 10, into the starvation bunker. You're going to die for this man's escape. And one of the men was married and had children. He broke down and he cried and he started shouting out loud, you know, I'll never see my wife again. I'll never see my children again. And he just broke down and cried. So Maximilian Kolbe, although he wasn't one of the 10 that was chosen, he stepped forward right in front of the commandant. He could have been shot on the spot. But he stepped forward and he said, I want to take that man's place. The commandant was so shocked, he let him do it. The other man went back in line. Maximilian Kolbe, the 9 others, went into the starvation bunker. And he lived for 3 weeks. And finally, they killed him by giving him a lethal injection. But while he was in that bunker, they say that he led those prisoners in prayer, in song, in the rosary. He was positive. And every one of them saw what a beautiful man that Maximilian Kolbe was. He died a martyr's death, giving his life for Christ. But you know what? He did not let Auschwitz, hatred, murder determine him. He shone like the sun. And I love what the Bible says. It says, let this attitude be in you, the attitude that was in Christ. Although he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, but he humbled himself and became a slave, giving himself even to death on a cross. It's an attitude of self-giving. Jesus didn't allow his circumstances to determine him. He helped determine his circumstances. Same with Maximilian Kolbe, same with Viktor Frankl, same with all the people I'm talking about here this morning. Never say no way. Well, here's my final story. It's a story about this woman. You know, she's married, has children, and she goes up to her mother and she says, "Mom, my husband is so contentious. I'm struggling with him. You know, we argue all the time. The kids, they don't listen. I'm so sick and tired of dealing with these kids." You know, she's mumbling and murmuring and complaining about how hard her life is and how difficult the situation is and circumstances. So you know what her mother did? Didn't say a word. She takes these three pots, puts them on the stove, turns them all on. Now the pots are all boiling. In a little while, once the pots were boiling, the daughter's still complaining. She goes over, she takes these carrots, these hard carrots, puts them in the first pot. Takes these soft eggs, puts them in the second pot. And she took some coffee beans, put them in the third pot. They're all boiling. She's complaining. And then in a little while, she took the carrots out. Now the hard carrots became soft. And she took the eggs out, and the soft eggs became hard. And then she ladled out some of the coffee from the coffee beans, and she gave it to her daughter to drink. And it was delicious. And the daughter knew something was up. She says, "Okay, Mom, what are you doing?" And she said, "Well, this is really simple, and I want you to get this lesson." She said, "I put the carrots in, they were hard, and the water changed them to be soft. I put the eggs in the water, and they were soft, and the water changed them to be hard. But the coffee beans were the only ones that changed the water. The water changed the other two, but the coffee beans changed the water into coffee." And she said to her daughter, "What are you going to be like? Are you going to be like the carrots and the eggs and let your circumstances change you? Or are you going to be like the coffee beans that change your circumstances?" And that's the way life is, folks. We all have circumstances. Some of you have a boiling hot circumstance. Are you going to let it change you, or are you going to change it? You know, in all of our homes, we have a thermometer on the wall, most of us, and we all have a thermostat on the wall. Some people are like thermometers. They let their environment change them. And other people are like thermostats. You change your environment. So the bottom line is, folks, we all have it. Situations, people, disablements, sufferings, handicaps, difficulties. They come to everybody's life. And this morning, the good news is, never say no way. All things are possible with God. And as you come here this morning, and those of you watching by TV, I invite you to open yourself up to being positive, to living with passion, to moving, and allowing God to work through you. And as you do, you will find that nothing is impossible for you, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
You've reached the end of this teaching.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.